In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who do you say that I am? There aren't many more momentous questions for a Christian or a group of Christians, because the answer to who Jesus is tells us also who we are. It may be a little surprising to think of ourselves as a question that needs to be answered. I think it's a little countercultural to acknowledge that we are not necessarily just what we decide to be, that there are parts of us that we also discover rather than make. I am sure that it is countercultural to say that if we want to know ourselves, we need to know someone else first. But as the church, as a body of Christians gathered together, we are a people that is trying to follow Jesus. If we, together, don't first ask who Jesus is, then we are something besides a church, something less than the body of Christ. To know who we are together, we first must follow the question Jesus asks his first followers. Who do you say that I am? We almost get an easy answer right away from Peter. That ends up going sideways pretty quickly, and we'll return to that. But even if Peter were just plain right, we would not be off the hook. Jesus Christ, yes, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But somehow, we can't just trap the truth about him in a sealed box. We can only know him by encountering that question in earnest, again, over and over. With the benefit of more of the story, we may be better placed than those first disciples to answer well. But whether it's something about Jesus or something about life, it's not a question that we can be finished with. Who do we say that he is? And then, who does that make us as we follow him? Peter's response and then reaction gives us a nice cautionary tale. He gets the words right and the meaning wrong. He rightly says, "You are the Messiah." But he clearly has his own ideas about what this must mean. What it meant to be the Messiah was a contested issue in first century Judaism, and we don't know exactly what Peter thought it meant, but clearly, he didn't think that being the Messiah involved great suffering, rejection by religious and civil authorities, being killed, and rising again. I think that Peter wants to define Jesus according to what he expects from the Messiah, instead of having what it means to be the Messiah be defined by Jesus. We continue to face this temptation, all of us. It is live and constant and kind of understandable. We are always tempted to define Jesus for our own interests instead of doing the much harder work of trying to define ourselves for Jesus' interest. But that hard work of discernment and moral spiritual formation is exactly what we are called to do. We won't be able to do it perfectly. We'll often get it wrong, and we will always do it incompletely. But we might be able to learn from Peter to do better than Peter, or at least to make different mistakes from the ones Peter made. At this point in the Gospel of Mark, there isn't too much ambiguity about what Jesus has so far been about. He's been going from town to town, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, speaking the truth to the powerful, delivering the possessed. Peter has understood what this means, perhaps better than his compatriots. He sees that this ministry in the villages in the hinterlands is the path of the Messiah. But Peter thinks that this path leads from the villages to the throne, a local boy made good story ending with him taking what he deserves. Peter cannot see that the path of the Messiah and of those who want to follow him never turns toward taking, but is always, always a matter of giving. Jesus will give until they kill him. That's what Peter can't bear. And because he can't bear to see the cross, he also can't imagine the resurrection. Our answer to who Jesus is might be incomplete. I'm sure that it is. But we can see that Jesus is the one who fed the hungry, healed the sick, spoke the truth to the powerful, delivering those who have lost control of their own lives, and giving and giving and giving, emptying himself out even through the cross and into the resurrection. This is the path Jesus took, and if we are to follow him, this is the path to start down. In the coming months, friends, we are going to be asking again who we are. I don't think any church really knows quite who they will be after this public health crisis, how they will have been changed by this long trauma. And in a pastoral transition, at least the new priest is always going to be asking you who you are and who we are together. Just as I'm sure you badly want to know who I am and in what ways you will trust me. As we ask these questions, we will be asking another question first, a question that norms our answers about ourselves. Who do you say that I am? And as best as we can answer, we'll follow. And along the path, we will become who we are called to be. Amen.